from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Finally got some rain yesterday. Not everybody saw much rain, but today a lot more. And talking to Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist at AccuWeather, Paul and I discovered, looks like the next 5 days that there's a chance for rain each of those days as we transition from July into August.
It's fine by me, Larry. Looks like we have a little more coming a little bit later this morning and then again this afternoon.
But we really did need the rain. Meanwhile, as these details continue to emerge on what happened, trying to piece together the timeline and the security lapse at the Butler Farm Show, we'll start with a report from CBS with Anne-Marie Green.
The Secret Service's acting director will face some tough questions from a Senate committee today. And according to excerpts of his testimony obtained by CBS News, he's expected to tell lawmakers that he cannot defend why the roof where the gunman opened fire was not secure. CBS's Leah Mishkin joins us now with the details. Leah, good morning.
The big question everyone was asking, how did this shooter get so close to such a high-profile event? There were eyewitnesses who said they saw the gunman and pointed him out to law enforcement, and now we're learning from new text messages that officials started texting about the gunman more than an hour and a half before the first shot was fired.
Barely a week into the job, acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe will take the hot seat on Capitol Hill. According to excerpts obtained by CBS News, Rowe will say he visited the site of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, and that, quote, what I saw made me ashamed. He's also expected to say that he's directed his agency to, quote, ensure every event site security plan is thoroughly vetted by multiple experienced supervisors before it's implemented. Today's hearing comes as newly released police text messages show that officers were aware of the gunman, Thomas Crooks, at least 105 minutes before he opened fire. That's more than 30 minutes earlier than previously reported.
There were multiple opportunities for this individual to be encountered by law enforcement.
At 4:27 p.m., one counter sniper texted his colleagues that the shooter knows you guys are up there, referring to the building he just left. At 5:38 p.m., in a different group chat, an officer sent a picture of Crooks and says, I did see him with a rangefinder looking towards the stage. That officer spoke to ABC News yesterday.
I assumed that there would be somebody coming out to, speak with this individual.
But 33 minutes later, the shooter still had a clear line of sight of the stage when he shot at Trump. The local SWAT team says they never spoke to Secret Service until after the assassination attempt.
There should have been communication with the local police, which there wasn't, so that's a bad thing.
The FBI says Trump has agreed to sit down for a victim interview to describe what he saw that day.
And former President Trump says that FBI interview will take place on Thursday. And look, the director of the U.S. Secret Service admitted it was a significant operational failure, and she ended up resigning. And remember, the gunman not only shot at the former president, he killed one rally attendee and injured two others before he was shot and killed by a United States Secret Service sniper.
And that man killed, as we know, former volunteer firefighter and fire chief, Corey Comparator, and then the two other men were released from the hospital, and they will have a long recuperation. However, there was an additional video released yesterday.
One of many, I assume, Larry, that are just coming to the surface now.
Right. And as we found out in this video, the fact is that many phones, I guess, I don't know how many, were confiscated because they could provide potential evidence for people who were recording what was going on. Now, this one was outside the building where the shooter was on the roof. And before the shots are fired, law enforcement was looking for him. In fact, you see in the video, which we posted, that there's a state trooper with a handgun in his hand looking.
Wow.
He's trying to look in the roof, and there are other law enforcement officials. And this is just a 30-second clip of what Dave Stewart of Butler, that's the name associated with this, and I'll read what he posted after this.
There's something going on in this building. Oh, my God. There's somebody in this building.
My guys, take a look at that joint. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right?
Get down, guys, get down. Yeah, just get down. Get behind this tree with me. Get behind this tree.
Get behind this tree, guys. No. I'm just safe back here.
In the first video he posted, it said Sniper's Nest video released by Dave Stewart of Butler. It was 7.5 minutes long. And here's what he said, because at the end of the video you see a man in a suit coming at him. He describes that as an FBI agent, and he wanted a photograph of his ID. He did not take his phone. He said he continued to take video for the next 6.5 minutes, and then a state trooper took his phone. They handcuffed him and arrested him, he says. And he posted, since I thought that Agent Smith was going to take my phone, I stopped recording and locked my screen. He only wanted a picture of my ID and ran toward the building. I recorded 6 more minutes of footage until my phone was snatched by a PA state trooper. I was arrested, handcuffed. More to come. Thank you all. I appreciate you, Dave Stewart of Butler. So with this video, it's the most compelling because prior to the shots, this is the first time I've seen law enforcement looking for crooks.
And it demonstrates how close they were to where he was shooting from, above.
They couldn't see him on the roof from their vantage point. They were looking. You can see in the video, they're looking on the roof, and they're running around the building.
We had another account of an officer being lifted up to the roof, remember?
Right.
And he had his hands on the edge of the roof and pulled himself up, and then when he could see the shooter turned around and pointed his rifle directly at him, so he had to go back down. He had no ability to grab a gun. And
at that point, the shooter had to know he was really discovered, and so
had little time.
So everybody wants to know the exact details in the timeline. To your point, Paul, there'll be more videos, I would imagine, from people. Everybody has a cell phone now, and every cell phone has the capability of taking these recordings.
I wonder how many useful images and videos will eventually emerge in this investigation.
Coming up, we're going to check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland. She's headed to a rally today. We'll tell you about that next. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, or Thursday, Tuesday, don't accelerate the week, right? Lynn Hayes Freeland joins us. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great, Larry. I was going to say, don't confuse me. I have a hard enough time keeping up with the day of the week.
I know. We're a little thrown off. We got some rain, some yesterday, a little more today. We badly needed it. It has hardly rained at all in the month of July. I don't know what it's like in Atlanta, Georgia. Still hot, I would imagine.
It is still hot. We were in a drought, but in the last week we have fulfilled the drought. And now we are in excess water, and I think it's supposed to rain every day this week. You know, we get a lot of those heavy soaking rains, you know, that last 2-3 hours, and you get 2 inches, 3 inches. It's been major.
Well, I understand you are headed to a rally today. Before you get to the details of that, you well know that the vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris hasn't been chosen yet. There was a short list yesterday. Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, the governor there, took her name out of contention. And then North Carolina's Roy Cooper took his name out. And our governor here in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, apparently is still in. And here's what he had to say.
Vice President Harris has been battle tested. She is ready to not just be the standard bearer of our party, but to be the 47th president of the United States of America. She's not only ready, she's damn ready.
Boy, that's as forceful as I can remember hearing Josh Shapiro stumping for even himself when he was running for governor.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a different Josh Shapiro in many ways. I was reading a lot of commentaries on it this morning, and many people likened his appearance yesterday to being what they describe as Obama-esque, rolling up the sleeves, taking off the jacket, the very comfortable presentation. But I do think it's a different Josh Shapiro than the one who campaigned for himself.
So what are you anticipating?
You know what? It's so hard to tell, Larry. I got this invitation to attend the rally with the vice president on Sunday. But with the invitation, you had to apply. You had to put your name, your address, your birth date. You know, you had to submit all this information. And then they told you you would get a text if, in fact, you were accepted. So that was Sunday. So Monday, I got the text saying my application had been approved and that I would get the details of the rally 24 hours in advance. So I waited all day yesterday. And then late yesterday, I get an email that says, you know, yes, there's a rally. It told us that the rally was going to be at the Georgia Convocation Center, which I guess is a newly renovated center. When I was asking people down here about it, nobody knew what it was. But apparently it's part of the Georgia State University campus, which says a lot to, again, that younger demographic that she's going after. And in fact, I wondered if my application was going to get approved because you did have to put your birth date on there. And I said, if she's going for the younger demographic, that's not me. But I did get approved. And but, you know, again, I've covered many of these rallies as a news reporter. But doing this as an individual is a whole nother ballgame. You know, like the doors open at 3:30. The doors close at 6. I'm guessing that means she's going to take the stage about 7. But it's all first come, first serve. So if the doors open at 3:30, does that mean the lines are going to start at 12? And to your point about the weather, it's supposed to storm here at 1 o'clock. So, you know, these are all things that I've got to put together in my head and coordinate as an individual. You know, I may not have ever said thank you to Dickie Nasser, the assignment editor at KDKA TV, but these are all the things that Dickie used to worry about as the assignment editor. As a reporter, I never had to worry about them.
Well, that said, so much has happened, certainly in the past 2 weeks and days since it started with the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump in Butler. Then the next Sunday, Joe Biden steps down after the Republican National Convention. And before you know it, we're hardly hearing a word about Joe Biden. And it's all about Kamala Harris, who's been very vocal, and she seems to be able to stand up toe-to-toe right now in rhetoric. That said, I think the amount of money she has raised, reported to be in the neighborhood of $200 million since last Sunday, and has added 170,000 volunteers. I think for a lot of people that said she will stand no chance, as it stands right now with the polls, it appears to be back to a dead heat.
Yeah, that's all part of my fascination with this, Larry. I mean, they're saying that this rally here in Atlanta today is expected to be the largest rally for her to date as the potential candidate for nominee for president. So I looked up the facility. It holds 8,000. There are 8,000 seats. Now, you know, what does that mean for the floor? Can people stand on the floor? You know, most of her larger rallies recently have been 3,000-4,000. So this has the potential to be a huge rally for her. Again, because of all of the things you had to go through with the application process. And I should point out, you have to present the letter that you received for admittance along with a photo ID. So if you didn't go through that process, supposedly, you don't get in. So I'm sure there was some type of, I don't want to say vetting, but I'm sure they were taking a look at, you know, who was applying, who gets in. So it does appear that there is a lot of security. And given everything we've seen in the last 2 weeks, that makes perfect
sense. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Makes sense. The other thing I'll say is they said since the president announced that he was stepping down and endorsing the vice president, they say that there have been tens of thousands of volunteers signing up right here in Georgia, and there are now 24 field offices. And that all becomes significant because if you keep in mind that, you know, Biden only won Georgia by 12,000 votes.
More to come with Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show from and the next half hour, we'll check in with Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. Meanwhile, every Tuesday at this time, we invite Lynn Hayes Freeland to the Big K Morning Show. I'm 2 for 2 with you, Lynn.
That's okay, Larry. You know, we go way back, so we understand each other.
So, Colin just mentioned, you know, the Olympics. Are you following the Olympics?
You know what? I am, but not everything. I'm a huge, like everyone else probably, Simone Biles fan, so I certainly have followed her. I've followed the gymnastics. I followed the swimming. I followed the men's and women's swimming, so that was pretty exciting. And I'll pop in on the track and field, so I'm not consistently watching it. But I will say this, for as much as people talked about the decadence of the opening ceremony, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was awesome. And it was a much different approach to the opening ceremonies, which I always like anyway.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies had some controversy about it. And plus it rained, which caused some issues with apparently E. coli in the river. So they have to postpone the triathlon part, the swimming part, to get in that water and in that river.
Right. In fact, as recently as this morning, I understood that the E. coli levels were still prohibiting anyone getting in there.
I'm not a big E. coli fan myself.
That's good. I think I'm relieved to hear that. I'd be more concerned if you said you were.
Yeah, I mean, getting in that water. Anyway, have you seen any of the breakdancing?
I have not.
You know, it's an Olympic sport.
You know, I didn't know that until recently. And I'm not going to lie, Larry, when I heard it the first time, I was like, is that for real? So I need to go back and really check that out. That's the other thing. With the difference in the time, it's hard for me to, you know, there's some things that are live, there's some things that are taped, and then you just kind of work your life around it. It's been tough for me to watch it. But I have set my DVR to record a lot of it, so I'm sure I'll go back and check it all out.
All right, when are you headed to this rally? You said the doors open at 3:30, but that's only
the beginning.
So you got to line up earlier. You better leave now.
You know, I am planning on, here's the other thing. It's supposed to storm. And then there's a whole list of things that you cannot bring into this facility. I'll call it a stadium, but it's a closed venue. So it's an arena. So, for example, I dug out this little kind of collapsible chair that I use in my garden work that I was going to pitch anyway after this season. So I pulled that out so I can carry that so I can sit on it while I'm waiting in line. And then if they won't let me take it in, I'm not going to worry about pitching it. You can't take bottles of water, no liquid in a container or a bottle. There are all these things, no umbrellas, but it is supposed to rain. So I've had to coordinate, you know, again, well, can I take this? Can I take that? So everything I'm taking for that weight is something that I am willing to throw away if I have to get inside the facility. It's interesting, though, because, and I get it from a security standpoint, especially given where we are in this country and what happened 2 weeks ago in Butler, you can't take any chances, but it doesn't make it easy for folks who want to participate in something like this.
Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, obviously with the security issues, that any of these kind of events are going to be ultra heightened and secure because of that. So it would be anyway, but now it's just at a different level.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even I was thinking about it because my daughter was saying, well, can you take snacks? You're going to be out there for a long time. Are you going to be able to take snacks? I was like, I don't think so. Can't take any water. You know, there are all these things that you cannot do. And again, I totally understand it. I want to be safe, just like anyone else. But it's not making it easy. There's a couple times when they talked about high winds and heavy rain between 1 and 2 this afternoon. I was like, do I really want to stand out in that?
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how it goes. Maybe we can snag you tomorrow for a few minutes. Just let us know. And I know you were on a big call last week.
I was on that call with 44,000 women. And, you know, the awesome thing about these calls is it kind of started as a it's WW, Win With Black Women. That was the group that put together that first night of calls. And then the next night it was Win With Black Men. And then the next night it was, maybe two nights later, it was Win With White Women. And then it was Win With Asian Women. And now there was a call, I want to say a day or two ago, Win With White Males. So I think that's part of the interest in this campaign, because it has reached out to just about every demographic there is in the United States. And for the first time, I think in a long time, there are people who have not felt included in anything. They now feel included. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Do these folks turn out to the polls? Any of those things. But it is exciting to see that young people and a diverse group of people are getting involved in the political process, which is really how it should be.
Lynn Hayes Breland, well, good luck today. And
all right, thanks.
Can we check in with you 24 hours from now?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, I'm going to check in with Marty. I told Marty Griffin I would try to give him a scene setter by about 1 o'clock. So, but then that'll be my last, you know, anything that happens after that, I'll save for you tomorrow about this time, Larry.
Yeah, that's cool. Works for us. Thanks.
All right.
Man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
Lynn Hayes Breland on the Big K Morning Show, and we are going to check in with Marty Griffin coming up next. Marty Griffin, the Get Marty radio broadcast, followed by Colin Dunlap, and got a busy week. There is a lot going on, and we'll continue to keep you posted. Looking forward to our weekly visit tomorrow in our 7 o'clock hour. We have Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And he's now working with 10 counties and people who held similar jobs. There are, outside of Allegheny County, 3 commissioners for each of the other 9. And their mission basically is to talk about big infrastructure projects and bringing people and monies together to, you know, do those jobs, and of which there are many. And it's been interesting and fascinating because Rich is able to utilize his experience and work with people who probably, you know, both sides of the aisle, all working together to do some good things around our hometown. So we'll see what he's got up his sleeve for tomorrow. The Vintage Grand Prix is coming up this weekend on Saturday. Aaron, have you ever attended one of these? It's an international event that comes to Schenley Park. And of course, there's a week of events that has been underway leading up to the big weekend.
I've never attended a Grand Prix, honestly. It's something that I could say is probably on my list to attend at some point.
Yeah, so the location is Schenley Park, and they have these old race cars. And I think Marty's been there.
Yeah, maybe this weekend.
Yeah, and speaking of Marty, tomorrow, Marty's wife, Christine, will join us, talk about Kidsburg. And Marty, have you ever been to the Vintage Grand Prix in Schenley Park?
It's wonderful. It's amazing.
It's such a unique thing.
It's surreal that Pittsburgh pulls that off.
What's going on, man? What are you working on?
You know, America's fascinating about race. In the last week, I have close friends that you know that have been in massive, massive Zoom calls that shut down the internet, as I like to say, white women for Kamala. You're very familiar with one person. Last night, one of my closest friends was on a white men and all these movie stars for Kamala. They raised $4 million in 3 hours, shut down Zoom. America's funny. So if you do that outside that context, you're a racist. Now it's cute, Larry.
Well, as you just heard Lynn Hayes Freeland say, she was on the original call with her sorority sisters.
44,000.
Which included
44,000.
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
By the way, there's a vibe, Larry.
Then the men, black men, white women, white men.
And by the way, for anyone that has animus about Joe getting pushed out or they did this, it was illegal. Now I know why. Right? My man, get the hell out of the way.
Listen.
Come on.
It was just a week ago Sunday when he dropped out of the race, and all you heard was about him and how he was declining and cognitive issues, and it's just hammered. He steps down, and a week later, his name's hardly mentioned. It's, you know, we've moved on.
There's a metaphor in sports, right, Larry? When Dan Marino, you know, we're tight. We went to high school together. I had a better arm.
You were his backup. Yeah. You wore 14, right?
When guys like that, do you remember, Larry, when his knees were both blown out?
Yeah.
And there's always a young guy on the sidelines, right?
Yeah.
That's what this is in American politics. There's a sadness to it, but a certain buzz.
What do you think of Josh Shapiro, our governor, as impassioned as he is stumping, pardon the pun.
He can't stand Trump, by the way.
But he wasn't even fighting this hard for himself to win the governor's office.
Okay, so here's what I was told by my boys that are very close to him and speak to him on a regular basis. In all likelihood, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this decision will be made by the end of the week. And it's kind of sort of down to one guy. Now, we can kind of like that because we have a relationship with Josh and we've talked to him and blah, blah, blah. However, he won't be governor anymore. Part-time. So we kind of get screwed. No, really.
Oh, well, and that's the reason that...
By the way, Kim Ward was in his grill yesterday.
I heard Roy Cooper, the governor of North Carolina, said...
Yep.
He didn't want to do it. Maybe that is or isn't the real reason.
No, it isn't the reason. Come on.
Of course not.
Back up, Roy. Make space for our little friend in Pennsylvania.
Maybe it's a way to save face. If you take yourself out and you knew you weren't going to get picked.
By the way, he's a hell of a governor, and they love him there. And because my nephew is a big shot news guy there. Why wouldn't he be? He's a Griffin. And that's the truth. I'm going to get into also this anti-Semitism. Why the hell is there so much hate of Jews in Pittsburgh? Let's narrow it down to our town. I'm kind of shocked by it.
What do these people living in Squirrel Hill have to do with anything that's going on over there?
My boy, and he's one of my favorite people on earth, Michael Jacobs, has Mara Vista Remodeling. He had the film company in L.A.
Yeah, I remember him.
He moved here to find solace, to get the hell out of L.A.
For a while, he found it.
Yep. And then 9/11. And then, I'm sorry.
Tree of Life.
And then Tree of Life. I apologize.
Yes.
And then he has this insane business. Like, they do the most beautiful remodeling in the world. He's done a bunch of free stuff for poor folks for Get Marty. They vandalized his business. Now they're vandalizing homes and synagogues. What the hell is it about Pittsburgh, Larry? I don't get it, man.
It's a great question.
A lot going on, man.
Get Marty, there is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.